Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
We have a real life Avenger on the phone right now. Captain America? No. Iron Man? No. Nebula? No. Hello?
Hello.
This is Chef Ree. Chef Ree, is that how you say your name?
Yes, sir.
Chef Ree.
Chef
and,
Ree.
And you're a chef where?
Boston University.
Okay, so he's a chef at Boston University, and we got you on the phone because this is a matter of life and death, sir. Now, have you ever had to save a life before as a chef?
Yes.
You have?
Wow.
That's perfect. Okay, can you give me a quick synopsis of that? Because we need you to save a life again. What happened?
I had an ex-girlfriend trying to boil some pasta.
Mm-hmm.
She boiled it for about 35 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
And you had a helper with that?
Started all over.
Yeah.
It was mashed potatoes when she finished.
Okay. So this is perfect.
How ironic.
We need somebody with your experience because Melissa needs a recipe, okay? Now, I don't think the recipe is going to be too long. Hopefully it won't. But
it's got two ingredients.
Yeah. So she needs you to help her boil eggs. Now, can you? I know that you know we're asking a lot of you. You might have a secret recipe, but can you help Melissa boil eggs? Like, what does she need to boil eggs?
Wait, can we just stop for one? Yeah. You can't boil eggs.
Pebbles, the answer to that question is very simple.
Is it though? It's yes or no.
Well, I can boil eggs, but in a matter of 12 hours, I just so happened to screw it up twice.
So the answer is no.
So okay, but Chef Ree, I'm just wondering if there's like you know a shortcut to this, like not really a shortcut, but like a foolproof way, so you don't screw it up.
My God.
Put the eggs in a pot, cold water.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait! Stop!
Melissa, write this down.
Stop! No! Seriously, you said cold water.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one place where I went wrong, because I always wait for my faucet to get hot first before I put it in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. Okay. All right.
So cold water.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And what kind of pot are we talking about here? Does it matter?
A sauce pot.
Okay, all right.
What's that?
And then what do you do?
Yeah,
so you have the water in a pot,
cold
and then you
water.
Have the eggs in your hand. Then what happens?
You put them in the pot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait.
Put the fire on medium high.
Mm-hmm. Wait, stop,
you count
stop,
5 minutes.
Hold on, okay. Chef Ree. You go way too. See, this is what happens.
It's
this
really
is
where, not that deep.
This is where accidents happen. You're going way too fast. Do you wait for the water to boil first?
No.
Okay. I don't usually do that either, so I'm just making sure. Now, question. Do you put, I see people that do this put salt in the water sometimes. Is that necessary?
No.
Okay, keep going.
Unless you're
going
to eat the shell.
I don't plan on it, no.
Okay.
Okay, keep going.
You count 5 minutes after the water starts boiling.
5 minutes?
You're acting like he's telling you how to make like a bouillabaisse.
No, wait. Is it really only 5 minutes?
Basically, hold on.
5 minutes. From boil to the end of 5 minutes.
I always thought it was like 20. Oh, wait, really? It's only 5 minutes?
Come on.
Pebbles, I swear to you,
five.
I'm serious. I always thought it was at least 10.
So it's just 5. So it's 5. You thought it was 20, but what happened to you yesterday?
Okay,
how long did you leave them boiling for?
2 hours. But but no, seriously, I left them boiling for two
Lord.
Hours. I woke up. My pan was almost on fire,
mm-hmm.
And all the eggs were cracked open and burned. But the worst... Go ahead.
The water evaporated.
Yes, it did.
Yes. The fact that you have to say this.
But then this
there was an empty pot of cracked eggs.
Yes, and then the worst part was I got nervous, so I put the pot in the sink with cold water, and I fell asleep again. Woke up this morning, and you guys know we wake up early. I was up at 3 o'clock, so I have to have boiled eggs for breakfast, so I had to reboil the eggs. So I was half asleep, and I reboiled the same eggs in the same pot.
Wait a minute.
After 15 more minutes, I realized my eggs were not black, and I said, I think I need to reboil new eggs. So I had to do it 3 times.
Chef Ree, can we just is there a way that you can, do you have any authority to give somebody, to ban somebody from a kitchen or to go near a stove?
Yeah, actually, take them out. Okay. Order out.
Yes, order out, Melissa. There you go.
Wow.
Well, I usually do.
Next week, we'll have a master class in poached eggs.
Exactly.
But those are too
damn,
funny.
Melissa.
I don't like poached eggs.
So, okay, you take the bread and you put it in the toaster and then
what do you do?
Listen.
Go slow.
Right.
Show up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.